From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yes! Travel World. Liberty Work Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Welcome back to Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in the studio in Montreal.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Special guest, also in studio, Melissa Wheeler. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And there we go. Melissa's actually checking out what the show is all about. And we have Melanie Reffes online as well, talking about Louisiana, where we have our transmitter.
KMBS in Monroe. Good morning, Melanie. You were down to the bayou and took in some of the gators and the crawfish and the glorious crawfish etouffee, tastefully topped with a tincture of Tabasco. We all hear about New Orleans and Baton Rouge, but the northern part of the state has a lot of the down-home fun and the southern hospitality that really symbolizes the state of Louisiana.
Yes, hi, Stephen. You're quite right. When most of us think of traveling to Louisiana, we often think of, as you said, Baton Rouge and New Orleans. But the northern part of the state is really where the fun is. It's a little quieter. It's on the banks of the Red River, very picturesque, as many places, as you know, are in the south. I started my Louisiana adventure in Shreveport and the sister city of Bossier City. They're kind of right next to each other, Shreveport being quite a bit larger than Bossier City, but they sort of call themselves twin cities. It's an old part of the state, founded back in 1839 by somebody called Captain Henry Miller Shreve, I guess, hence the Shreveport. About 150,000 folks live in Shreveport, so it's a pretty substantial size city. History everywhere, Cajun Creole influences, food, language, street signs, and of course the spirit. Everybody, as you said, is full of that down-home southern hospitality.
You're not too far away from Texas. Why don't you position where Shreveport is in the state? And you have some casinos in the area, too, so you can part with your money even faster than normal.
Yeah, you're right. It's very close to Texas, about 15 minutes from the Texan border, but quite a different ambience. 15 minutes either way makes all the difference. They love Elvis down there, as they do in many parts of the South. I even spotted an Elvis Presley Avenue, if you can imagine. Everywhere you look, there's architecture dating back to the 1800s. It's really like being, you know, in a beautiful Norman Rockwell painting. It's tranquil. The outsides of the houses are painted all kinds of beautiful pastel colors. And it's a very, very patriotic part of the United States. I certainly noticed that being there just a couple of days ago. Flags everywhere, a real American spirit happening down there. And they're real proud of some of their famous Shreveport sons. They've got everyone from Elvis backup guitarist James Burton, who all our listeners will know, anyone familiar with Elvis music and down-home rock and roll, and all the way up to famous lawyer Johnny Cochran. So there's really a lot of history down there, and I also might add a lot of casinos.
Now,
quite interesting, actually. I should point out they have to be built on the water. Can you imagine such an interesting law as that?
Why did they do something like that? I've seen them not just in Louisiana, but Iowa. There's a number of states that have casino law that they have to be built on water. And where do they put the hotels that naturally go with them? Where are the people going to stay?
It's interesting. I didn't know that law was in other states as well. I thought it was sort of unique to Louisiana. But apparently the founding fathers mandated that casinos would be disruptive to the daily life on the streets in Shreveport in northern Louisiana. So they mandated that if they were going to be built, they'd have to be built really far from the street. And as I mentioned, the Shreveport is on the Red River, so the casinos were built on the water and the hotels are in front of it. You really don't notice it, actually. It sort of is all blended together, but if you look into the rules of the city and you speak to the locals, there, they'll tell you that the casinos have to be built on the water. It's one of those old laws, and they've just never bothered to change it. I guess it works for them there. And they do, by the way, have a big casino sort of scene happening down there. Five of them, with hotels, Harrah's, which we all know from Las Vegas, Hollywood Casino. I stayed at something called the Horseshoe Hotel and Casino, which is fabulous. You really think you're in Las Vegas. It's a huge, big, modern, beautiful hotel, 600 suites. And get this, if anyone's interested in gambling, there's 1,400 slot machines and 50 table games, and it's open 24 hours a day. Bars and restaurants, all kinds of live entertainment. There's a lounge band there called Cookie and the King Cakes. You'd like it, Willem. It's a Garth Brooks sort of old-fashioned rock and roll band. A whole lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very, very fun.
How much money did you manage to win or lose at the casino?
Well, this is a personal question, but let me just tell you, I did manage to drop a couple of those American greenbacks into the video poker machines, but I did also keep my ears open, and I managed to get two really good hints for anybody heading down to Louisiana to the casinos. Apparently, when there's an electrical surge of some sort, the payoffs are bigger, so keep your eyes glued to the Weather Channel, and if they're calling for rain, head right down to one of Shreveport's five casinos. You might get lucky. The other thing, and I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody told me down there that you should always play with cash. Don't play with your credit, because the machines are programmed in such a way to make the new players win right off the top. And if you're playing with cash, it appears as if you're a new player. So two interesting little casino tips to keep on the back burner for anyone heading down to a casino.
Well, somebody told me once that, I think it was Paul Nathan, who used to do a morning show here in Montreal, and he was an avid gambler, making a couple of trips out to Vegas every year, and he said, if you're going to play the slot machines, always go to ones near entrances, near the end of a row, because when they pay off, all the bells and whistles go, and it creates excitement in the room, and this is what the marketing whizzes want you to see.
Yeah, I'm sure that the marketing strategies behind the setups of casinos are most intricate and quite complicated, designed to keep folks like us in there as long as possible with our hands and our wallet as often as we can to feed those machines. But it's always fun when you think you have a little tip and then it actually works, kind of builds to the excitement. But they're a lot of fun, those casinos. They're really well organized. As I say, they're open 24 hours a day. A lot of restaurants right outside, gift shops, all kinds of stuff, right to keep you in the Horseshoe Hotel. But you can get outside of the hotel. There's a lot of stuff to see in Shreveport when you leave the casinos and the hotels.
Like, for example, what did you do when you gave up the slot machines and the video poker? What attractions were there to enlighten you as to perhaps the history or the culture of the Shreveport area?
There's a very interesting spot in Shreveport, Stephen, called the Antique and Classic Car Museum. Just $6 to get in, and it's the oldest car dealership in the area, dating back to 1921.
Ooh,
and what
neat.
Sets this museum with old cars apart from other museums that we might have seen with old cars is that a lot of them are actually also for sale, if you can imagine. I spotted a 1951 mint condition Packard for just $19,000, and a 1936, if you can believe that one, Pierce Arrow in complete mint condition. It looked like it just rolled off the assembly line.
Wow.
For $49,000. You can also see things like a Model T Ford 1911 and a 1956 Thunderbird, and they're brand new. They've all been donated by locals there. And anyone who's heading down to that museum and likes cars, there's a great gift shop in there.
Oh, yes, the gift shop.
Which car did you bid on? Which one did you bring home?
Car related in the gift shop. And it's something else that's fun in Shreveport, and I just nipped in it because there's a great exhibit opening in November. It's the Meadows Museum. It's a free museum, by the way, and it's wonderfully designed. It looks like a New York City or Washington, D.C. museum. And they're opening a very, very rare exhibit of Elvis photos on November 17th. So anyone liking Elvis, head down to the Meadows Museum in Shreveport. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I got a bit of a sneak preview of some of the items in the collection.
Did they have the Velvet Elvis?
One other thing, actually, as long as you ask.
Oops. Let her just talk. We got a hit on the line.
And it's a really good intro into the Bayou country. You see all kinds of swing bridges and railroad bridges, and it's just $8. Quite nice and sort of tranquil to sit on the boat.
Melanie, we got to take a break right now. Stay tuned to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Across America via satellite.
What's happening is that you're experiencing things like outrageous food allergies. And all of a sudden you can't have whatever. Skin rashes. You're also experiencing cravings for sugars. Mood swings. No energy.
Dr. Skip Snow offers you healthy alternatives.
Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern.
The only way out is to reestablish the basics. Get rid of the chaos in your system. Bring order and primary function so that everything is working very basically.
On this station and Liberty Works Radio. It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phone. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
30. Vaccines are safe and effective, right? Wrong. Go get your flu shot every year to protect yourself and your family. Good idea? Not. Autoimmune diseases such as AIDS, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Golf War Syndrome, they're skyrocketing and nobody knows why. Right? Wrong.
Dr. Janet Miles and Steve Weston share their healing ways on Barefoot Health, promoting your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Barefoot Health, live this Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern.
You sit at home puzzled about the consumer loan programs available? Today's banking decisions can leave you in pieces. We have consumer loans for boat, RV, credit card, mobile home, line of credit, personal loan, home improvement, auto loan, home equity. At Mutual Federal, we put the pieces together for you.
Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're alone, you better walk in a hurry if you have to go downtown. When you've got jewelry or a coat that is furry, it's not safe, you know. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm from the boombox in the caddy.
Hookers on the sidewalks looking for their sugar daddy and winos with booze. The alleys are dark down there. You must be missing your marbles. You ought to be scared because you're downtown.
Now, we know that Shreveport is a much safer place than is portrayed.
Oh, yes. I thought we were playing the theme music for the Detroit Convention Bureau.
So,
Gary, Indiana?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Muncie?
Yeah, you're quite right, actually. Shreveport, the whole South, I mean, it's really a safe place, and you just get a feeling that everybody's watching out for each other, and there's a nice ambiance down there in that part of the state. It's a real nice place for a vacation of any sort.
What contributes to that ambiance, of course, is the water, that whole bayou setting, and people can get out there and actually personally experience it.
Yeah, there's a lot of activities to do on the water. I mentioned the cruise before the break, and I also checked out something called Norris Canoe Outfitters in Shreveport, and I took a canoe ride, 3 hours, with a guide. You can rent either the sort of classic standard canoes we're all familiar with that two people sit in, but this one was a 16-seater, an old wooden canoe, and it goes very gently down the bayou, and it's just it's really a nice way to spend an afternoon. No experience necessary, not expensive at all, and a real nice way to while away a Louisiana afternoon down there.
And the telephone number for Norris Canoes is 318-949-9522. Going down the paddling the canoe certainly works up an appetite, and down in Louisiana, home to some fabulous barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nice of you, Stephen, to think that I actually worked up an appetite with all that paddling, but I must confess I kind of sat in the last row and just took in the scenery. There was a few expert paddlers on my trip, so it kind of got me a bit off the hook.
Well, but watching people work can sure make you tired, too.
Yes, this is true, Willem. Exactly. And so I headed to eat some of that wonderfully famous Louisiana barbecue. And Willem and Stephen, you two would have loved the Country Tavern BBQ. It has the best ribs I have ever had.
Mm-mm.
You know when they say fall off the bone, melt in your mouth? Well, this place really does
Baby
that.
Baby back barbecue ribs.
Amazing. And for any of our audience heading down to that part of Louisiana,
thank you,
you've got to check out the Country Tavern. $13.99 for the entire mixed barbecue platter, and boy, you walk out of there and you want to get back into the canoe for some serious paddling. It's really, really good.
Mmm, and country breakfast and everything in the area. Yeah, I'm just, there's not a meal that you can't really enjoy when you hit that Louisiana cooking. But then after you went to Shreveport, you went a little further south to the original French colony in the Louisiana Purchase. The oldest settlement goes back to something like 1714.
Exactly. It's the oldest colony, as you say, in the original Louisiana Purchase. So obviously there's tons and tons of history there. And I'm going to try my best with the pronunciation on Natchitoches. It took me the entire week to pronounce that city's name, Natchitoches. I think I got it right, actually. Any of our listeners down there, please send us an email if I'm right or if I'm wrong. But, you know, I'm in good company because nobody can pronounce that place. And all the gift shops have T-shirts with all the wrong pronunciations crossed out and then the right ones. So I think by the end of a couple of days, I kept saying it, and I kept saying it right, I hope, Natchitoches. It's a wonderful, wonderful little community. It's called the B&B capital, by the way, of northern Louisiana, with 40 B&Bs, another 3 to open by the end of October through November. And although they have 8 major hotel chains, nobody seems to opt for that. The trend down there in Natchitoches, I think I got that right, are staying in the B&Bs, and they are absolutely incredible, just like the old movies, you know, that you see where these old porch houses and the poster beds. I should point out as well, Natchitoches is where they filmed Steel Magnolias, and for anyone who's seen that movie, it's exactly what the town looked like. They didn't doctor it up a bit. Those wonderful, wonderful old Queen Anne houses dating 200 years ago. They're quite something. There's also a whole lot of American history to learn down in Natchitoches. They've got original plantations. Two of the biggest ones, Melrose and Oakland, are open to the public, dating back to the late 1700s. And it's an incredible experience to see that part of American history preserved as it is on those plantations.
Well, of course, people are heading to the bed and breakfast just for something different. They certainly stand out, and you go to the old homes. That's part of the whole Southern stay experience. You can call for information and reservations for the bed and breakfast in the area, 1-800-259-1714. And you've stayed one that sounds just absolutely beautiful.
It was incredible. It's the Queen Anne B&B. It's $95 a night. I think there's a lot of people think that the B&Bs are a bit on the roughing it side, but I got to tell you, these B&Bs are quite luxurious. They're really, really got every amenity you can think of. This one had a huge, huge bedroom, fabulous breakfasts, of course, the B in the B&B. I also ambled over to another one called Judge Porter, which has a private B&B in a little sort of garage that they've converted, and that one is the ultimate B&B experience. So you have to check those two. They're all within walking distance of each other in the town of Natchitoches, by the way.
The website for the Queen Anne B&B is www.queenannebnb.com. Natchitoches, known as the meat pie capital of Louisiana. What exactly is special about these meat pies?
It's amazing. There's a place called Lazions, which is a, you know, sounds a bit French. Of course, the French and Cajun and Creole influence all throughout Louisiana. This is one of the oldest restaurants in the United States. Charles Corralt has done TV segments there, Bryant Gumbel. It's a family-run business since for about the last 34 years on 2nd Avenue in Natchitoches. And it has, according to everyone who's ever been there, the absolute best meat pie in the world, with a secret ingredient, which I managed to get out of them, is actually in the crust, not in the meat itself. Very, very inexpensive, under $10. And by the way, it's the longest-running family-owned operated restaurant in America that refuses to take credit cards. A little bit too much bookkeeping there. But a whole lot of fun to eat in there. It's just one of those legendary landmarks of Natchitoches, and everybody stops into Lazions for a meat pie and a slice of their Cane River pie, another specialty of the house.
Now, you had some gator when you went down there. What exactly does gator taste like, or did you just say, no thanks, I'll
chicken.
Pass that up?
Everything tastes like chicken.
But anything?
You know what? Everything they tell you tastes like chicken, of course, and it's not my preference, but I got to tell you, with all my journalistic objectivity, gators are pretty tasty. I prefer to see them alive, however, and I actually did do that at the Bayou Pierre Alligator Park, which is a huge 5-acre alligator sanctuary, and a whole lot of fun for kids and families, but you're quite right. Gator tails, deep fried, and gator meat is a staple of the northern Louisiana menu, and I encourage everybody to try it. You might not want to have it a second time, but it's not bad, and yeah, it kind of tastes like chicken.
When you go to a different place, you have to always try something that's a local specialty, and you may, as you correctly state, may never want to have it again, but you may also never get back there again, so why pass up the opportunity? But I think I'd be more for you and visit the alligator park and learn more about the creatures themselves. Alligatorpark.net is their website. And you also headed to Little Sabine Parish to relax your last few days down there.
I did. You know, you just have to do some relaxing after all the eating in Natchitoches and all the shopping on the very quaint little main streets that are there. And it's very easy to find a place, a very quiet place in northern Louisiana to kind of chill out. And you're quite right, I headed up to Toledo Bend Lake and to a wonderful golf resort, which is called the Cypress Bend Golf Resort. You don't have to golf, and I don't, but the golf course is very beautiful. You can rent a cart and just kind of cruise around. They have an incredible hot tub and sauna, great restaurants, beautiful nature, wooded areas that you can walk through. And it's a very quiet little relaxing way to sort of top off a week running through Shreveport and Bossier City and Natchitoches, of course. And it's very Louisiana, friendly folks, great food, all kinds of things to do up there.
Not only do I just plain like that song, but it's ratings period.
Yes.
And during ratings, we got to haul out Melissa Etheridge because, as we all know...
Yes. What equals ratings, Dean?
Exactly.
Radio equation. And if you want more information about some of the water destinations that you can see around Shreveport, Louisiana Travel is at 1-800-99-GUMBO or www.louisianatravel.com. And also, there's some nice water destinations just around Syracuse, New York, the beautiful expanse of Lake Oneida and the history, heritage of the Erie Canal passing by. Carol Eaton joins us now from the Syracuse Convention and Visitors Bureau, and also joined by Mike Kegebine, general manager of the new Hawthorne Suites Hotel, downtown Syracuse. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we were driving through Syracuse just this past week, and it was my first time really to see Syracuse after my first visit 20 years ago. It has really, really changed. You've got a distinctive skyline now, and a lot of effort is being put into revitalizing the city.
That's right. In fact, a very prominent part of our skyline, of course, is the Carrier Dome, which is home to Syracuse University NCAA Division I athletics. But a lot of people see the dome on television over the weekends when they're watching collegiate sports. But we want to make sure everyone knows just how much more there is to see and do here alongside SU sports.
Now, over the coming months, we've been talking over the past few weeks of getting people back onto the road, making a weekend getaway, spending more time discovering America. What will they find in the new Syracuse?
Well, of course, within the next few weeks, we have absolutely beautiful fall foliage. And we're very delighted that we're noticing an upturn in our driving traffic, not only in the motor coach area, but in the general consumer area as well. And, of course, if like you mentioned, Stephen, you haven't been there in, you said 20 years?
20 years.
20 years. Well, then we've got so much to show you. Our Armory Square area where Mike's hotel is right in the center of. Are you there, Mike?
I'm here. Hi,
yeah, it's a newly renovated area of downtown, and it's filled with shops and pubs and restaurants and antique stores and pretty much anything you could want to experience in an urban atmosphere with a neighborhood kind of feeling.
This is the first Hawthorne Suites property to open in the state of New York.
That would be correct. There is the Hawthorne Suites properties are opening to a tune of almost 30 a year, and this is the first one in New York, and we presently have plans for four more in New York.
You're an all-suite property. What was your building before it became an all-suite hotel? Because it looks very much like it was converted from an apartment building or an office building. You maintain that heritage look.
We did, because we're in the historical district of Syracuse, which is what Armory Square is. And because of that, we maintained all the history and did not, in fact, change the exterior or interior of the building in any way that would jeopardize the historical presence of the building or the area. And it was always a hotel. It was the Jefferson Clinton Hotel in 1927 and was, in fact, vacant for 20 years before we took it over and put it into service again.
Ideally, as a suite property, you cater to both the business traveler during the week and then a great place for families to stop over on the weekends for these weekend getaways.
That would be correct. We offer an awful lot of business amenities, two lines in the rooms and free high-speed internet, DVD players, but the truth is when the families come in, we have a lot of different items that we offer too. You have a kitchen in every suite, and that is probably one of the biggest, complimentary hot breakfast. That is one of the biggest amenities that we have in place, along with free parking at the downtown Syracuse area. It's a convenience buy for our guests, whether it be leisure or business.
The telephone number for Hawthorne Suites is 1-800-527-1133 or www.hawthorne.com. Now, Carol, over the coming months, are there any special activities or festivals that would specifically bring people to Syracuse that we should be marking on our calendar that is our must-sees or must-participates?
Absolutely. In fact, I just want to clarify that everyone knows exactly where we are, Stephen. We are at the crossroads of both interstates of New York State. That would be I-90, the New York State Thruway, and which runs east and west, and I-81 runs north and south. And right where they cross is right where you'll find Syracuse. And one of our more favorite seasonal events is called Lights on the Lake. And it is a 5-mile drive through along the shore of Onondaga Lake, which is a fabulous display of holiday lighting that is really fun for the whole family. And it starts Thanksgiving week, and it goes through the 1st of January of 2002. And then alongside that, there is a historic site known as St. Marie Among the Iroquois. And the two experiences paired together are actually wonderful, because you get a chance not only to share in the heritage of Syracuse at St. Marie, but get in the holiday spirit as well. And you mentioned also, Stephen, the Erie Canal, and how proud we are to have that so much a part of our community. The Erie Canal went right through downtown Syracuse, and if you go through downtown Syracuse today, you will see a newly restored Clinton Square where the canal actually was. And there will be winter downtown ice skating beginning in 2002. We're very excited about that. And it is a central city square with a monument that is dedicated to our local veterans. And it's all new, and it actually is a new look at appreciating the history of the Erie Canal.
Well, Syracuse has always been, for many Canadians, because of your crossroads location, a great shopping stopover point. They'd be heading down south, and they would spend a day in Syracuse to shop. And I take it from looking as we pass down the interstate that shopping is still a big force in the city.
Absolutely. In fact, the Carousel Center right now is the largest shopping complex in the northeastern U.S. and will soon be the largest shopping center in the United States. The Pyramid Corporation, which owns the Carousel, has committed to expand the facility, and to the end of 2002 we will see the beginning of that expansion, which will include not only hundreds of more new stores, but all kinds of fun things to do as well. It will be similar, some of your listeners may be familiar with the Mall of America. It will be similar to that, only a little bit bigger. And we're looking forward to that. It's quite an undertaking for Syracuse, and it will definitely put us on the map for those who enjoy the sport of shopping.
You've become, over that past 20 years that I had not been to Syracuse, more of a multidimensional, a multicultural city with a variety of dining options, not just the way I remembered it. We stayed at the Howard Johnson's and ate at the Howard Johnson's, and that was it. Now there's such a wide variety of choices, one can make it into a real fun weekend.
Well, you know what's neat is we have a lot of owner-operated restaurants, and the chefs actually own the facility. So they really have a certain claim to it, where they put their own personal pride. We have a lot of country inn-type restaurants, and I mentioned Armory Square and all the smaller pub-style restaurants. And then we have the larger banquet-style places for those who are traveling in larger groups. But we've always kind of been known for a variety of places to dine, but now we're able to max that out, as we say, and it seems that very rarely would you not be able to find a wonderful restaurant to eat in over any weekend in Syracuse.
Well, it's always a pleasure to hear of a city that has taken focus of itself and redeveloped itself and made an impact to make itself more welcoming and more open to tourism, and really done a great job of it, as you can see from the bustling skyline and the variety of properties, such as the opening of the new Hawthorne Suites in downtown at Armory Square. Syracuse is a city to certainly be reckoned with, and to be on your pathway for a weekend getaway. Carol, I
Absolutely.
Want to thank you for joining us, and Mike as well. Wish you all the best of the new hotel there. The number again for the Hawthorne Suites is 1-800-527-1133. And for information on Syracuse, visit www.visitsyracuse.org or 1-800-234-4797 for information on weekend getaways at the crossroads of the state of New York, where the New York State Thruway meets Interstate 81.
Well, following the break, we hope to have Margot Classe calling in. She'll be calling in from Italy.
She's doing the update on her guidebook for the hotels that you can save money at, her Hello Europe series. And right now she's in Italy. I think it's about halfway through the couple of hundred hotels that she gets to review and update that book, make it a master resource for all of our listeners.
Stay tuned.
Hi.
Judy, I don't want to talk anymore.
Don't watch it. Don't you want to stay informed about what's going on?
Well, sure I do. But you don't learn anything from mainstream media news except what the government wants you to learn. That's why I read SierraTimes.com to get the real stories.
SierraTimes.com. What's that?
SierraTimes.
The only way it's going to be settled is if we go there.
Dr. Bob Hieronymus, 21st Century Radio, weeknights, 10 p.m. Eastern,
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Hi, this is Pat Pennington.
And this is Kenny Owens.
We have a free pager offer for you.
That's right, a free pager with the purchase of a VIP airtime package. The pager's new and it's yours to keep.
Call 1-800-PAGE-ME-1 within the next 30 minutes and get a free pager with the purchase of a VIP airtime package.
1-800-724-3631 is 1-800-PAGE-ME-1.
It's a free call. You get a free pager when you get a VIP airtime package. Call 1-800-PAGE-ME-1 within the next 30 minutes.
No credit check, no contract to sign, and the new pager is yours to keep.
Just call 1-800-PAGE-ME-1 within the next 30 minutes and ask about VIP's airtime package with the free pager.
It's a free call for a free pager.
Hey, already got an old pager? VIP will pay you cash for it or give you credit towards any airtime package.
That's 1-800-PAGE-ME-1. Call within the next 30 minutes and ask about the free pager.
1-800-724-3631 is 1-800-PAGE-ME-1.
No better time than now to actually fly and get some holiday someplace, like going to Italy or visiting great places in the United States, Steve. This is a great time to be flying.
This is the time to get away because some of the flights are less busy than normal. Some of the hotels are less busy than normal. Some great deals out there, and you can really...
Well, they really want to get you back on airplanes, and it's actually, believe it or not, now it's safer than ever to fly. So, you know.
Hi, I'm on the air.
Margo!
You found us. Margo Classe is over in Italy right now doing an update on her Insider's Guide to Italian Hotels, part of her Hello Budget Guide series, Hello Europe. And how many hotels have you done so far, and how many do you still have to go?
Well, let me see. I've done about 200, and I've got another 16 more cities, so that's about another 250 more hotels, and it's really tough because I do it all by myself.
So you won't have to buy any soap or shampoo for the next 45 years.
No, I don't get that, but no, I don't have to buy any soap or shampoo. I'm just basically, you know, visiting like, I would say an average of 10 hotels a day, and I visit each one, making sure that they're clean, safe, you know, centrally located, charming, wonderful, and by the way, I'm having a wonderful time.
Where exactly are you in Italy now? Which city?
Well, this is a new city for me. I'm in the Dolomites. I'm in Cortina d'Ampezzo, which is new because I've never been here, but so many people have emailed me saying that when you do the next edition, can you please get one city based in the Dolomites? So it's a little bit cold, but it's absolutely fabulous. You know, it's in the Alps, and it makes a great base. It's only about maybe 3 hours from Venice.
How do you like it? Well, there's a lot of activity in the background there. Is it, what, 7 o'clock there? What time is it now?
Yeah, well, it's what they call strolling time. So I tried to find a phone booth that was quiet. But what they do, it's about, let's see, it's about 5 to 6. And what everyone does is basically, you know, stroll up and down the aisle, you know, up and down the streets, waiting for dinner, which is about 9 o'clock.
So they're going to be walking around for 3 hours, working up that appetite.
This is what they do. They walk up, and in every city I have been in, it doesn't matter how small or how big, people like to stroll, and, I mean, they do nothing. They just walk back, you know, up and down, whether I was, you know, whether I was in Rome or in Venice or Assisi or Siena, they, you know, basically gather together and walk up and down. Now, mind you, most people have had a three-hour lunch, so they're probably working off lunch and, as you said, waiting for dinner.
You said a sissy. Who are you calling a sissy? Margo.
I got that one.
this is one of those rare times. This is one of those rare times that we actually got Margot doing field research. You can imagine, you're sitting there having a blast, having a time of your life out in Italy, and you're telling everybody, yeah, I'm working right now. This is what I do for a living.
I know. You know what? But it's hard, guys. It really is, because most of the time I don't take lunch. So I wake up about 8 o'clock, and I'm visiting my first hotel at 10. I don't finish till about 5 o'clock. So that's nonstop working, and most of the hotels don't have elevators, and, of course, the best room is always on the fourth floor. So, you know, it sounds fabulous, and it is, but it's hard.
How many hotels do you do on average in a particular city? You mentioned you do 10, 20 a day, but in a particular city.
Well, it depends. For example, in Venice, I saw about 60 hotels. In Rome, about the same. But in Assisi, I only saw about, because I was there for 2 days, I only saw about 11. So it depends on the city. You know, obviously people want a lot of choices when it comes to Rome, Venice, and Florence. And I'm due to go to Florence tomorrow. I sort of did a weird trip. I'm going to be visiting about probably 65 to 70 hotels in Florence.
Have you found in your travels and talking to the innkeepers that their business has been severely impacted? Are they offering a number of better deals than even they were offering before? Because your books are talking about hotels that are $50 to $100 a night, great deals already. How are these independent individual hotel keepers coping with the downturn in travel?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I watch CNN, so I know what the news is saying. I know they're saying travel is down. I happened to land on the same day, September 11th, and that first week, 2 weeks, it was devastating for the hotels. I mean, they were getting cancellations, and they were very concerned. But I got to tell you, I feel like I'm in Alice in Wonderland because since after the second week that I was in Italy, it's been back up. People are traveling. I'm hearing a lot of accents, including American accents. I don't know how they're getting here, but when I was in Venice, I had a very difficult time getting a room. They were complete. So it's, you know, it's sort of saying, well, the news is saying that travel is down, but when you're in the middle of Venice and you're packed and you're hearing nothing but foreign accents and I had a hard time getting a hotel, it's sort of contradictory to what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing, because right now I'm in, you know, as I said, I'm in Cortina in the Dolomites, and this town is packed with tourists.
Sounds like good news is maybe about to come out of it after all. And, of course, you can pick up Margot Classe's books through her website, www.helloeurope.com, toll-free 1-888-663-9269 from Wilson Publishing. Hello, France. Hello, Spain. Hello, Italy. And now, hello, Britain and Ireland. Some great books to pack your bags with and learn before you go some of the places to check out for the best deals in lodging. Let you get back to some of those hotels and work up more of an appetite for a dinner coming up in 3 hours. You can walk up and down the promenade.
And by the way, guys, I do include restaurants, so I'm about to have the most fabulous meal, and it's going in the book.
Oh, we're looking forward to it, Margot.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye, Margot.
Great weekend and the rest of the week. And, of course, next week we're going to hear about someone else's trip to Europe, actually to Moscow, when the Yo Man himself, Yoav Saralbo,
and Prosper to talk
Prosper
about
Ben. It'll be a prosperous day next Saturday on Travel World when we head up to Neil Drabkin's lakefront mansion for the last vestiges of
the
fall
Vita.
Foliage. Yes, it was a year ago that he was running for Parliament here in Canada.
I remember. Yeah.
And putting up his posters. So we're going to be up at his house, seeing the last leaves fall off the trees, but hearing from Yoav Saralbo as to what he did in Moscow, what he saw, what he didn't see, but always with the irreverent Yo Man look at things.
Oh, gee. Hardly wait for that.
That's next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show, as always, right here on the Liberty Works Radio Network, including KMBS 1310. Monroe, Louisiana. You can sing the jingle if you want.
Yeah.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
Melissa Wheeler.
Join us again next week on Travel World. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company, and we're still madly in love with Bonnie.